Hello, all you lovely souls who revel in embracing life just as I do. This is Neerja Malik, and you are welcome into my world of I Embrace. And what do we intend to do here? We delve into the many layers and shades of my life, exploring resilience, positivity, strength, and the inherent fun and laughter that lies deep within each of us. Interludes from my own exciting and adventurous journey, my personal battles and victories that have brought forth innumerable lessons in my life. It is these learnings that I place on a golden platter with utmost humility for your personal consumption. My dearest friends and family, but eventually that's what it is, isn't it? Where is the dividing line? The thin dividing line between family and friends? Friends become family. And in your family, you have friends. And how beautiful is that? So just as there is a connecting cord between friends and family, in my life, I feel that there is a connecting cord between my body and my soul. Why do I say that? Because I love to eat, and everything that I take in is good for the soul. Why would someone call it chicken soup for the soul, right? That's food and spirituality. And I think that from the bottom of my heart, my soul, my body, I think of these things as being equally important. And why would I say that today, of all days? Because in September, when I had gone to Kashmir, many a time I partook of Vazwan. And you would say, what is Vazwan? Well, that is wonderful food that is cooked for a celebratory mode, be it a festival or a wedding or any such thing. And the thing about Vazwan is that you don't eat on your onsen lonesome. Well, you do that in restaurants nowadays, but in the good old days, maybe 5, maybe 9, I don't know about the numbers, but as a child I remember that a lot of us would be perched around a huge plate, regardless of whether we knew the other people who were going to partake of the same food in one large plate. And all that I remember is that we kids, my mother's siblings and my cousins, we would sit anywhere. But my grandmother, maternal grandmother, having lived from the age of 13 in Kashmir, she would make it clear to everyone, whenever there was a Vazwan going on, she would make it clear that she could not sit on the floor. She would sit on a chair with a separate table and a separate plate and whatever else she required. She was that kind of a person. So when you looked at the sea of people, ground level, consuming food with utmost relish and non-stop noise, you would see my grandmother at a raised throne level, enjoying her food, enjoying the laughter and the sounds of human beings communicating fast and furiously with each other and consuming fast and furiously also. Yes, that is what I remember. And yes, this is all about the body. But guess what? These things are good for the soul. Why do they say, I felt soul satisfied? Imagine, that means that the effect of our emotions, our perceptions, our feelings, our thoughts actually have a direct connection to our soul. But aren't those three connected? Body, mind, and soul. Body as in the earth, mind as in the moon, and soul as in the sun. Could you separate any of these three? No, because we are an end product of all these three merging so beautifully, one within the other, like jigsaw puzzles. But why am I talking about food? Well, I must say, I went this Sunday to a wonderful party. I was invited. This friend who invited me is a wonderful hostess. And this party that she held for her 50-year-old daughter was something that I have never come across. And she's so sweet. She went around asking, was it in comparison to my 70th birthday better? And the joy that came into her eyes when we said, this one is a class apart. Oh my God, this beats it all hollow. She basked in the glory of her daughter's birthday. And that is what brought me to food. I enjoyed each moment. I loved the music. I loved the company, the youngsters, the middle-aged, the seniors. Hugged and kissed them all and danced. And yes, drank my favorite cosmopolitans also. And suddenly it occurred to me that she was married to a Kashmiri. And I belong to Kashmir. And that day, I was wearing my Kashmiri outfit, presented to me with much love and affection by the one who took me all around Srinagar and Kashmir, the valleys and the dales, the mountains and the palaces, with such love and affection, such caring. And she had presented these suits to me, which I cherish. And then suddenly this vision of Vazwan came to my eyes. And it suddenly occurred to me that life per se can be easily compared to the Vazwan. What happens? People are collected around one huge, large plate. And the first thing that comes is a mound of rice. Then, depending on how many people they are, those many sheet kebabs are put directly in front of each person. And then, one by one, tastier food, be it vegetarian, paneer, nadru, lotus stem, all kinds of non-vegetarian dishes, they come one after the other. And as a child, who knows better? One doesn't. I would attack the rice and the gravy as it came on. I would consume the sheikh kebab. And then one laughing aunt told me, "Don't fill up your stomach with the rice, my child. There are so many tastier things that are coming your way. Be patient." Yes, and that I was. And I tried a bit of everything. And it's such a feeling of camaraderie. It's such a feeling of friendship. It's such a feeling of being interconnected one to the other as all our hands go out. Make the choicest of garai and consume it. And as one consumes it, one shuts one's eyes, taking in the different flavors, fragrances, tastes that the food, the dishes have to offer. And that is what life is, a mound of rice. And then life is served to you on a platter, with highs and lows, happiness and suffering, joys and sorrow. And it makes you go through feelings of being loved or abandoned. It makes you go through feelings of being warm or chilled. It teaches you adjustment. It teaches you jealousies. It teaches you to be protective, not only of your own things, but of other people too, of embracing them, of looking after them. What does life not teach you? And the vazwan comes in different flavors, adding to the mound of rice. And you know something? How does it end? It ends with a gushtaba. That is your full stop for the vazwan. It tells you that you have consumed everything. And as the mound of rice and sheikh kebab is the beginning, the gushtaba is a sign of an ending. Well, imagine comparing the two. So when the gushtaba comes, there is a sigh of relief because you know that you have overeaten, you have overdone things, you have enjoyed it to the fullest, and you know that there is a stop to it, an ending of your life, an ending of your breath, an ending of the relationships with all these people who were consuming with you food, laughter, fun, talk, sharing glances, unspoken words, or spoken smiles. It's an end. But life is not the same. You are served these various emotions on a platter of life. You don't get to know when you go, when Yamraj comes a calling. You don't. So as one enjoys to the fullest, to the utmost, the flavors and fragrances of the tasty dishes, with full, focused, single-pointed attention, anticipation, and enjoyment. Isn't that how we should look at life? enjoy life moment to moment in all its glory, whatever comes your way. Enjoy life with utmost surrender to the one who has given it to you. Enjoy life to such an extent that when the Gushtaba comes and you have to bid adieu to your relatives, your friends, your family, and everything that you were known by, you smilingly say adieu, a fond farewell, and you carry on to your next birth, next life, next whatever, changing one garment for the other, but happy to the core that it was a job well done. Yes, the plate of Aswan is like life, served on a platter, coming with different tastes, bitter, sweet, joy, sorrow, compassion, jealousies, feelings of love, forgiveness, protection. You see the colors, Vibgyor. You see the feelings in not only just seven emotions, but a gamut of feelings. And you revel in it. And then the last dish, the Gushtaba. In a way, it's good that God doesn't tell us when the bell rings for us to bid adieu. Because imagine knowing your end is near. How would you feel? But living every second, because you know the end will come, and not for a care in the world. Whatever is served to you, suffering, disease, happiness, marriage, birth, children, pets, domestic help, everything. You just embrace it and imbibe it to the utmost. And when you leave laughing, smiling, knowing that your life was well lived, well eaten, well consumed, well tasted, and well enjoyed. That it is an alvida. It is a goodbye of a different sort. And you know yourself. You say to yourself, wow, that was well lived. And there is no regret because you have enjoyed it. And what is it all about? How you perceive life. You can perceive it with doubt, with a damaged perception, with sadness, not anticipating the best, or you can perceive it as a challenge, as something to overcome, to live for, to enjoy, like a movie unfurling, like trees, like dancing, like singing around them, like climbing mountains, like coming down the slopes in a sledge, snowy, white. I mean, imagine being able to take everything within you and to know that you haven't left anything behind. That is the kind of life that I wish each of us to have to the fullest. To be able to have that sense of ensuring that we become the best versions of ourselves, that we are aligned to the purpose of our life, that we figure out what our purpose is, we work towards it, and what if we work towards it with love and enjoyment and excitement as a sense of adventure, not of fear and fright, but of hum honge kamyaab, we shall overcome. And my father's words, face it, don't fight it. And my mother's words, everything happens for the best. Go round and round in my mind, like swirling currents in the ocean of life, uplifting me to all kinds of heights, and being able to say with the fact that yes, what I was born into, what I was made into, and what I did, I enjoyed to the utmost, to the best of my ability. I loved and lived with laughter, and I'm ready to go anytime. But guess what? These are the thoughts. This knowledge that we are born to die, but not living in dread. The knowledge that we are given this time to expand our personalities, body, mind, soul. The knowledge that when the time comes, I have lived courageously, with resilience, overcome troubles, had my rocks of Gibraltar to save me, to uplift me, to support me. And having had that knowledge, being able to give it, to pass it around to everyone around me. That is how life can become fulfilling. And you can sit back and say, wah, kya baat hai? I have loved living, full of life and laughter. And now, buddy, I'm ready to be yours. So I hope that the rest of our lives goes with that feeling of what next? How am I going to do it? Let's do it. Oh, I love that Nike phrase. Just do it. And what can I put into my day today that will fill my life with excitement, with joy of living, and hit the bed at night knowing that it's been a day well loved, a day well spent, a day well enjoyed. And I can say goodbye, adieu, alvida, behad shukriya, full of gratitude to the Almighty One. Shukrana, shukrana, shukrana. Immense gratitude to the masters, to the saints, to people in my life who have been there as friends or been there to teach me lessons, and how one can learn those lessons without grudges. One can move on and one can erase whatever one has not liked, not just sweeping it under the carpet, but healing with energy, healing with joy, healing with love. And I wish all of you the same. Let's go through life knowing that we belong to each other. We belong to the great Lord above. We belong more than anything to ourselves. And I, me, and myself bid you adieu. Godspeed till we meet again. And I love you all so, so very much. Can you feel it in my voice as I embrace all of you with my jadu ki jappi or my magical hug? Feel it, because that is what is true. That is what is real. My vibrations reach all of you, love you, and at the moment, leave you. Goodbye for now, till we meet again. Godspeed. God bless. God is great. I Embrace isn't just about my journey of conquering cancer. It's about embracing life in all its entanglement and beauty. Remember, in this journey of life, you are never alone. And I need to thank you for becoming a part of this inspiring journey. Thank you for joining me today on I Embrace. And my heartfelt wishes: stay resilient, stay positive, and most importantly, keep embracing life in all its glory.